Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophet says the finished work of Christ, episode 59. If these episodes are a blessing to you, please share it with others so that they can also be blessed. So 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1 is the fundamental scripture from which we are gleaning these truths. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. Now, I always stop here to say that you have not believed in vain. He said, for I delivered unto you, first of all, I delivered unto you that which I also received. First of all, how that Christ died. So this is the first of all of the gospel. What's the first of all of the gospel? What's the priority of the gospel? How that Christ died. And it is so crucial that you know how he died. And we are not talking about just the events. And I keep telling you, the events were just the physical events that were lined up. The real and the major thing was what was not seen with the physical eyes, that was in the spirit realm, propelling Christ towards what? Towards becoming united with spiritual death. What is spiritual death? The nature of the devil. Okay, remember Genesis 2:17, in the day you eat of this fruit, you will surely die. That was what Christ had come to deal with. And so here is Christ before Pilate. And Pilate say, can I give the king of the Jews? They say, we don't want the king of the Jews. We want Barabbas, a robber. Why would you want a robber? You see, jealousy is something that you can't even wrap your mind around it. Why would you want a robber instead of the Christ? But that is what jealousy will do. Listen, so Christ, this is he in him, according to John 1:4, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. This life was the development of men. He has brought development. He has brought light. Why will men say, no, send the light to the cross, crucify it, and rather give us the robber? Why will men do that? But that is what jealousy will do. And this jealousy is working. Not, I love what Bishop Dark says. He says that when the high priests, the pastors of the day, they were pushing and working for the crucifixion of Christ, the armed robbers were asleep. Wicked men were asleep. And here were men of God. The high priest, selected by God, chosen by God. Who is like a high priest? This is one who has been selected by God himself. And yet, he didn't know he was offering the last sacrifice. He didn't know. But he was propelled by jealousy. Oh, jealousy, go shame. How jealousy. Listen, if you are walking in jealousy, please, you have to do something about it. But there are people, the spirit of jealousy lives in them. And if the spirit of jealousy lives in a man, then that man is a witch or wizard. Jealousy, the things jealousy will do. So you won't let Christ shine. So because you won't let Christ shine, you would rather send him off to the gallows to be crucified. And you prefer that an armed robber, a robber like Barabbas, should be released. But that is how it is like. That is how it is like. If somebody is in the institution, somebody's in the company, somebody's in the church, who is doing so well, I'm telling you, you will see how people, out of jealousy, they will chew the person's leg, keep talking about him, and they will do it in such a way that sometimes you don't even see they who are the one instigating it. They'll be behind. They will talk to people who are their juniors, talk to people who are under them, and then they will give their words to these people, and these young people will be speaking their words out. They'll be saying, oh, you know, this person and that person, you know, I really like him. It's not like I don't like him, but, you know, this side of him is that which I don't like. And they are just recreating what the main person, the one who is the instigator, they are speaking his words. It's amazing. It's so amazing. And you will see this outplay of this everywhere. I say, where there is power, prepare for this. Where there is a man who can say, one goes down and he goes down, one goes up and he goes up, prepare for this. There are always people who are like that, moved by jealousy. See somebody who is anointed of God, freshly anointed, they can see this one is potential. Immediately. Sometimes when you're potential, you have to hide to flourish, or else your legs will be withered. Your legs will be withered, so you have to hide and flourish. Hide and flourish. Oh, jealousy. Men moved by jealousy. But you see, as we're moved by jealousy, love or love, whichever way you want to say it, is was working in the heart of Christ. So he was not bitter. Because if you do not walk in the way of love, of divine love, agape love, then by their working, you will rather be bitter. And they send you off of track. Of track. Listen, Jesus said, for this purpose, I was born for this. Whatever you're going to say, I was born for. Listen, repeat the words of, I was born for this. On the mission field, I was born for this. You are writing an assignment, a difficult thing. You are in the middle of something, difficult time of your life. Say, I was born for this. I was born for, and I will walk in love. I will not walk in bitterness. I will walk in love towards all these men. All the lies. Hey, lies. How people can give life to lies. Lies will fly. It will be like the truth fighting you. But you're so blessed because for this purpose, you were born. Bye.